Back in the early 1970s, John Denver had a surprise hit with the song Saturday Night in Toledo, Ohio.
Saturday night in Toledo, Ohio is like being nowhere at all. All through the day, how the hours rush by. You sit in the park and you watch the grass die.
But the person who was most surprised was the song's author, Randy Sparks.
We were on tour, and I was the bus driver. I was the oldest one, and so I could drive the bus. And we were up at Mount Pleasant, Michigan, which wasn't terribly mountainous, actually. And we realized suddenly that we had a Saturday night off. And in our business, we never have a Saturday night off. So there we go. I said, to be diplomatic and to be democratic, where would you like to spend your Saturday night off? And everybody said, well, let's go to Old Town Chicago. No. We're not going to Old Town Chicago. How about Ann Arbor? And no, we are going to be there next month. So we were looking around for a place to go, and I picked up the map, and there's a huge piece of urban sprawl where we'd never been. And it was called Toledo. And I said, let's go to Toledo. Nobody had ever been to Toledo, nobody in the group. So we went there. We drove all day to get there. And when we got there, it was closed.
They roll back the sidewalks precisely at 10, and people who live there are not seen again.
And got back home, and you remember a guy named Michael Johnson?
Sure.
Michael Johnson was in one of my groups, and he said, I want to sing that in my group. So, okay, fine, he did. And then it was forgotten about. And everybody at the time said, oh, yeah, you punished him. Right. Well, Michael Johnson went on to join the Mitchell Trio. And John Denver, who came from my organization, had already gone before him to join the Mitchell Trio. And the next thing that happened, my wife called me. We were working down in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Hyatt Regency. And she said, did you see The Tonight Show? And I said, no, we were on stage. She said, well, John Denver was on, and he sang your song Saturday night in Toledo, Ohio. I said, that's ridiculous. He couldn't know that song. Nobody knows that song. Well, he did. And from there, it went kind of crazy. I ran into a guy up at my welder's shop one day, and I said, where are you from? And he said, San Jose. And I said, that's ridiculous. Nobody's from San Jose. Everybody from San Jose is from somewhere else. He said, well, I'm actually from Toledo. And I said, well, have you ever heard a song called Saturday Night in Toledo, Ohio? He said, yeah, it's a big hit in Toledo. I said, no, it's not. It's never been recorded. He said, you better ask the radio stations about it then. And he said, I'll tell you what to do. Write to the Toledo Blade and see what they have to say about it. So I did. And they sent me a stack of clippings this high, an inch high. And it had gone from the day that John Denver sang it. The mayor got very upset. He said, this is ridiculous. We are a wonderful community. And the young people wrote back and they said, this is a bedroom community. There's nothing for us to do. And it went on back and forth for a whole year. And eventually they had meetings and they decided we're going to fix the town because of my stupid song. And they built the waterfront as an answer to Toledo, Ohio. And if you go there right now, it says, take a look at us now. That's their motto, their slogan, which is an answer to my song.
Now, how did John Denver hear the song and record it if you had not recorded it?
Michael Johnson had gone to the Mitchell Trio, and they sang it in the Mitchell Trio because he taught it to them, which is really funny.
Now, as I read some history of the New Christian Minstrels, the minstrels today, it seemed that one of your focal points was not necessarily to do social protest songs, but yet the Saturday Night song seems to be all about that.
Well, see, I'm not opposed to protest songs. You just have to find something that I'm opposed to and have me write about it. But, I mean, I didn't mind the war. I know that's not popular, but I was drafted into the Navy, and it was not in my vocabulary to get really angry with the military. I like the military. I mean, I don't even apologize for that. My son is Sailor of the Year, by the way. It's kind of cool. I didn't mean to be in the Navy. I'd gone to San Diego State, and we all hated sailors. But I was drafted, and they said, first two rows Navy, second two rows Army. No, I just didn't get into it, partly because it's philosophical. I'm an entertainer. We don't sing about religion. We don't sing about politics. We don't sing about anything that can get us into a fight. I'm here to make you happy by reminding you of something other than what we fight about. And that's my philosophy. I don't mind what other people do, but I also don't want to be told what to do.
And here's to the dogs of Toledo, Ohio. Yeah, hold on there. Ladies, we bid you goodbye.